Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, good morning. It's Jordan Silver hanging out with you. Good morning, Buzz family. I did that thing where I drove to go get coffee, and then I saw the line waiting to get coffee. Thought that if I stood in that line, I would be late for work. Contemplated it, and then said, no, I cannot be late for work. No. What is raining outside? My God. You know, this is the last day of winter. And of course, Mother Nature going out like that. I mean, I guess it could be worse, but whatever. But I want you to imagine yourself in a warm place. Just where you feel the sun on your skin. Maybe you smell hot dogs. Maybe. I'm going to give you tickets to something that has all of those things coming up right after Arcade Fire.
Welcome back to hashtag Crazy Cat Lady Radio. Wait, I mean Jordan Silver and Friends.
Hey, what's your name?
David.
Bullet?
David, I'm sorry.
No problem. I thought your name was Bullet.
No.
Have you seen an opening day game yet?
I have not. I almost went last year.
How do you feel about the White Sox?
I hate them.
Well, then you need these tickets.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Of course, dude. I'll see you at the game. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Opening day at the K next Thursday against the White Sox. Win tickets all week and tickets available right now if you don't want to try with me. Royals.com/tickets. Later, Bullet.
Bye-bye.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5. The Buzz.
Nine.
It's the Buzz Family Creep. Use the hashtag Buzz Family Creep. And possibly I'll talk about what you're doing on the air at 6:20. On Instagram, user Undercover Play is with their child. And their child has a snake around their neck. Dude, I don't know how many times I would be on a dating app and I'd see a really pretty girl. Then I would swipe a couple photos and realize that she was into snakes and just never, ever saw her again. Nope. Nope. Thank you for telling me that. Also on Instagram, user XIOLALA. It says 4 a.m. This is a day in my life. Brushing teeth and getting ready for boxing. Hell yeah. When you get up to kick ass that early in the morning, very, very proud of you. User MLM28 says, that's amore. Kissing her dog on the lips. I don't see anything wrong with that. Not at all. Nothing wrong with that. And user Mix It Up on Twitter says, you ever have that coworker that thinks that they're friends with everyone, but nobody could stand their ass? No, actually, that doesn't sound, I don't, it, if, wait a minute, is, does that mean that if I don't, can't think of anyone, that means that that coworker is me?
J-S-A-F. Jordan Silver is wait, it stands for Jordan Silver and Friends?
Sam, there's an acoustic guitar in the corner over there that's brought back from South by Southwest.
Oh.
Do you think that we could play it?
I know I can't play it.
What?
I can tell you right now, we actually had this discussion last night.
Okay.
My boyfriend teaches guitar
okay,
to young children
okay,
and refuses to teach me.
Oh, has he tried and you're just like...
No, he doesn't even want to go there. He's like, I just know where this goes.
Oh, yeah.
I know where this ends and I'm not ready for that.
Yep.
So.
I play guitar and I have a couple friends that have, over time, asked me to teach them. And I know where he's coming from.
Yeah. No, I can say he's wrong.
This is a G chord. Why can't you play Stairway to Heaven? That's exactly what it's like to teach, for me to teach anyone anything.
Yeah.
Here's a G chord, and this is what you need to do. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
I'm
so excited
to be here with you because last week you were here hanging out, doing the show for Jeremy.
Yeah. Jeremy's here today. I'm not. Usually I'm here when everyone's gone.
Right.
So
I know.
It's nice to see people, you know?
I know. And then I suckered you into this. I told you I was dying.
Oh, twist my arm. Yeah. No. Oh, no. I get to talk more.
Yeah.
It's fine.
No,
I love it.
Thank you. I can't jinx you because then this will be no fun
anymore.
Yeah.
And that's how the show tanked. Dang it. Why?
There's dead air.
And so I never get invited back.
No. I get fired.
Yeah.
The host that didn't speak. That sounds like a children's book.
There you go.
So, how long have you worked at the station?
It genuinely feels like a billion years.
Okay.
Like on air is more recent, right? I've been on air for probably 5 years now. Wow, that sucks.
Well,
it's great. It's great. I just mean, like, wow, you know, time has flown. It feels like yesterday I was just like, hey, Jeremy, how do I hit this button? You know? But I've actually been in the background for many years doing promotions and stuff.
Have you always been in this building or even the old building?
No, I never. So when I started, it was in November and they had moved over the summer. So I actually remember, like, you know, just boxes everywhere. I'm like, wow, it's a brand new building. And there's just holes on the wall already.
Also, never unpacked those boxes.
No.
Welcome to radio.
That is so true.
There are some, like, probably vintage items somewhere that are worth a lot of money.
Oh,
still
man.
In boxes.
That is so true. I remember Fox, particularly, used to send these really cool promo boxes. And it was like you'd get Homer Simpson barbecue and just, like, random stuff like that. Like, I remember, and movies used to send stuff. I think it was Step Brothers sent a package of Tidy Whiteys that had, like, the Step Brothers, like, logo on
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm sure there's boxes of that somewhere, for sure.
Mm. Yeah. I remember when Snakes on a Plane at the station that I worked in Seattle. That was, like, the first event that I worked was Snakes on a Plane.
Nice.
Which I don't know what won Best Picture that year, but how was it not?
Yeah, it should have been a shoe-in.
It was really. So, okay, so you've been here for A long time. But you are part of, I mean, you are the Buzz family, like the.
Hey, man, I'd like to think so. If anything, all the parties that Buzz family go to. Hey, kid, I threw that for you. I'm glad you had a good time.
Yes. From what year to what year?
November of 06 to pretty much current, you know. There's new people in promotions now. Well, one guy I started with, he's still there, Chris.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
People know Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Chris will die in this building.
But, he does smoke a lot of cigarettes.
Yeah,
front.
I feel it's like aged him. I don't know if you've noticed, Chris is actually 23 years old.
No way.
No.
He looks 40. Oh, yeah. God.
Love you, Chris. Love you.
I just lost all my ticket privileges
right.
for the next year.
Exactly. Yeah. No, he's been here with me, too. And, like, it's fun to be the man behind the curtain, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I... This is really fun, and every day I get to, like, be on the radio is also, like, just amazing and cool. But it's nice to sit back, you know, behind everything and be like, all these people are dancing. I had a hand in it, you know.
Oh, so. Wow. I did promotions way back in the day, and that was not mine at all. I was like, this is going to be a disaster. Nobody's coming to my birthday party. Why didn't my parents love me?
Listen, I've had my meltdowns, don't get me wrong. But, you know, there's no crying in radio, so... I cry all the time. It's fine.
I cried in Lazo's office yesterday, and it wasn't even about anything.
Lazo's made me cry. I've cried in Lazo's office.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
He's not even scary. It's just, I don't know, that deep booming voice. You're just like, why didn't my daddy love me?
You know, that's right, though. He does have, like, a teddy bear appeal to him, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, Lazo is just like, hey, you know, here I am. But then when you disappoint dad, oh, God. Sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Mm.
He's a charming fellow. We're not trying to paint a picture of him.
No, he's like, I don't like
cry inducing tyrant.
No, he's like the Fabio, where, like, women swoon all over Fabio, but just when everybody sees Laszlo, they just cry.
JSAF. Jordan Silver is boy. It stands for Jordan Silver and Friends.
Sam, are you ready for the most aggressive news intro of all time?
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah. Hit me.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Right?
What a rocket that took off. That's amazing.
Yeah, what happens at the end of that?
Oh, my God.
Well, like, how everything...
That was the news chopper, the news rocket that just left the building.
Everything that happens after that is, like, lackluster. Like, sorry to tell you, but MySpace has lost all the music uploaded between 2003 and 2015 due to a server error. They just lost everything. They just lost everything.
It's just gone?
It's gone.
But doesn't everything live on the internet? How is it just gone?
I don't know. We asked them to do one thing, and that is keep history. You know?
Come on, MySpace. You let me down again.
Jeez. I just noticed that Mission Hills is trending on Twitter. What? Oh, it's a fire.
Oh, no. That's... Not the mansions. No. I hope everyone's okay.
Speaking of really, 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 really nice places, Uptown Arts Bar randomly closed yesterday.
Just
What do you mean it's closed? Like it's gone? It's just, did they shut the doors, shuttered, and said, don't come back here?
They said the sign on the door says, we'll reopen under different management.
Oh, gotcha.
There was a Chinese food restaurant like that at my, in my hometown.
Yeah.
And every 6 months, it had a different name. You want to go to the China Bucket? Oh, it's not called that anymore. It's called like the Lamo whatever. Just every 6 months, it would have a different name.
Well, I hope it does reopen. I've got a few friends in comedy, and I don't really know of many other open mics around town, you know, for comedy, you know.
Mm-hmm. But, I guess they will.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
See so many go these days, so.
Are you ready to be pissed off? Have you gone
every
to Vegas?
Day of my life. Have I what?
Have you gone to Vegas?
I have, yeah. Many, many moons ago.
How well do you do in Vegas?
Oh, no, that's not why I go. I go for shows because I know how terrible I am at gambling.
The shows, like the concerts or the girls dancing on top of the
all
machines?
All of the above, because Vegas, everything is just so much more grandiose and amazing. And that was the first time I saw Blue Man Group, and I saw Penn & Teller, and I really wanted to go to see, like, Britney Spears, and I feel like Blink-182 still has their thing there. So, mm-hmm. I mean, there's just, it's larger than life there. So that's what I go for. I did play one slot machine, won $300, called it a day, and that was it for 4 days in Vegas.
Wow. Well, I lost my college tuition for my children and my cat. My cat is what I mean by that.
Right.
But a tourist won over $1 million in Las Vegas in less than 5 minutes playing the penny slots.
No.
Yes.
Yesterday. That's not possible.
I know. You can't win anything with the penny slots. The penny slots is just like so you can sit there with everybody else that's actually spending money.
Flashing lights. It's a thing, something to do while I drink my beer. Yeah. That, there goes my $40, not here's my $1 million I won in 5 minutes.
Right.
Like, aren't you done at that point? You walk away. Just run away.
That's how I feel if I win $10. I'm done.
Right.
And a woman goes to an ATM, this is in China, pulls out $300. This is more like kind of our story.
Yeah.
Not that last one where the guy wins $1 million.
No.
But this one, woman goes to the ATM in China, pulls out $300. All of a sudden, there's a man that comes up right behind her, puts a little knife to her back, doesn't stab her, goes to rob her. But as she turns around and gives him the money, he asks to see the receipt. Because, you know, the receipt is going to let you know what your balance is. So possibly she could pull out more money. He could rob her for more money. After she took out that $300, she had zero left in the bank.
Oh, God. That's my life, yeah.
So the robber gives her the money back and runs off.
Oh, I'm torn. He's a bad guy, but
a good guy.
He's not that bad of a guy, I guess. Oh.
It just reminds me of when I was actually in college and all these scams were going around.
With the readers?
Basically with anything. And I'd be like, I dare you to steal my identity.
Right.
Please fix my problems.
Oh, that's always been my running joke of like, sure, good luck. You know, take the card. Let's see how far you can go with it, you know.
Keys, check. Phone, check. Wallet, check. Jordan Silver and friends, check.
Wait a minute. I think I have a This Day in Music History with Nirvana. Or was it yesterday? It was the first time today, on this day, in 1988, Nirvana used the name Nirvana for the first time.
Wow.
Yeah. Music history.
There you go.
1998.
88. That's right. Those time traveling Nirvana folks, they are on it.
November 5th, 1955.
Right. We were there.
Yes. The Under the Sea dance.
Yeah.
Thank you for correcting that. I'm sure the text line will go crazy.
No, I was going to say, you'll be called on it. Trust me, this text line never sleeps.
Oh, no.
They're on it.
No, and they are.
Keeping me honest.
Keeping me something. So yesterday, I debuted a new type of, basically a new genre of music that I found.
Okay.
Like deep in the internet.
Mm.
Wow, the Buzz family did not like it.
Okay.
I mean, there were a couple of people asking about it because they did like it, but it's called, I don't even know how to say it because there's only like 3 pages on the internet about it.
Okay.
It's spelled I-N-D-I-Y.
And I don't
Or DIY.
Okay.
Like nobody said it out loud somewhere on the internet yet.
We're the first. We coined it. There it is. Yeah. That's how you say it. And why?
We're going to be saying it wrong too. Yeah. You'll be like, oh, this radio station in Kansas City is saying it wrong. But so the music is, it's indie, alternative, like spacey kind of indie dreamy music plus R&B.
Okay.
There's a little taste of it. Right? A little funky.
Yeah.
And then when the vocals come in, they're exactly what you think they would be. Just that dreamy, like, female.
Okay.
BuzzFeed hated it. Wow. Yeah. They've been usually...
It's got a good beat. It's got a good beat. But yeah, that's that could be, I could see how that's divisive.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I learned my lesson. You know, usually they're pretty proud of what I play in this discovery slot, but no, not yesterday.
Not everything we discover is great. Okay.
No, but you know what was really nice?
What?
A lot of people that said, I hate this. You are the worst. At least you tried. That was so nice. It's like the only trophy that I have. My brother was like a baseball, football, tennis, badminton star. Uh-huh. He had all of these trophies, and I had one trophy for participation.
Hey, there it is.
Still earning that kind of trophy.
Right. That's great.
So in this slot, I usually play something that, something new. I've heard of this guy since 2017.
Okay.
He's popped up. I never felt like his songs were there yet for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's the great thing about music and artists. You know, they keep going and they learn more about who they are. Yeah.
They find themselves.
Exactly.
Right.
And so that's what Sam Fender is to me. I've seen his name for years and years and years. Have you heard of him?
I only briefly and more recently. So yeah, he's new. I know he's on the radar.
He's on the radar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's been popping up some playlists, and I'll put it this way, have not had a memorable, like a lasting impression, but
maybe this could be it.
Right. Yeah. Now I'm focused. Now I'm honed in. Sam Fender. Got it. You know,
and maybe we can hold hands and slow dance to this, even though it's kind of faster.
Okay.
But I can't dance. So,
the awkward junior prom.
Yes, like, of course. Yes. Side. We can't get any closer than that.
Yeah.
So first off, the song is called Hypersonic Missiles. Second off, it took me 45 minutes to make sure that I spelled missiles correctly because it shows in the metadata in the car.
Gotcha.
Not an easy word to spell, just so you know. It looks wrong. M-I-S-S-I-L-E-S. Right? Doesn't it look wrong?
Yeah, I'm with you. But now you can't stare at it too long.
I Googled and it did. It's right. That's how you spell it. I get like a little Springsteen-y vibe from this. A little Springsteen-y vibe.
Okay.
I've got 3 minutes and 58 seconds to see if you feel the same exact way. This is Sam Fender with Hypersonic Missiles.
It's Jordan Silver and Friends in the Morning on 96.5. The Buzz.
Everyone except for one person into that on the text line. I got one. This is terrible. But other than that, he sounds like Dan from Bastille. He has a Bruce vibe as well as the Struts. Also, who's the funny lady with Jordan in the morning?
Yay!
That means you're the funny.
It's me. Oh, right.
Have you ever seen The Hot Chick with Rob Schneider and Rachel McAdams?
Oh, years ago, and I don't remember anything of it because I have a terrible memory.
Okay. If I had a dollar for all the times that I quoted, it's me, Jessica, when they switch bodies, I would be richer than the guy who won the $1 million
in five minutes.
That was Sam Fender, Hypersonic Missiles. Buzz Family pretty into that. Also getting a Brandon Flowers vibe here. Totally into it.
Oh, yeah. That's a good call. Mm-hmm. I like that. Mm. Definitely Brandon Flowers. A little killer-esque.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And before that, it was Mama Larky. That was the name of the INDIY group. Don't know how to say it, but whatever.
I do love that. This is terrible. That is succinct. You know exactly how he feels.
Wait, is that Lazo's number?
The show would be way less fun if their parents gave them enough attention as children. Jordan Silver and Friends. Codependency is our middle name.
So many goddamn buttons on this thing. God.
All flashing lights.
I know. Always. I really only need to push two, but I needed to push two moments before I actually did. You know me. So, off air, I was asking you how well you spell, because we were talking about that Sam Fender song, and I had to Google and triple check the word missiles, which looks weird.
Right.
How are you when it comes to spelling?
Ooh, it's passable at best, you know?
Okay.
Thank you, autocorrect. Not all the time, but most of the time.
How many times have you written a note with a pen and piece of paper, and then the little squiggly doesn't show up because it's a pen and piece of paper, and you're like, damn it?
Because I do love handwriting things. You know, I do. I'm a big list maker because I love crossing things off a list, but constantly. Actually, yeah, I got made fun of. I was writing on a whiteboard, and I was trying to spell perceptive, and I did that wrong. And a friend behind me was like, oh, so is there like the, like, whatever's supposed to be in there. And C is supposed to be in there. I wrote it with an S, perceptive. And she goes, is that some brand or program? I'm like, no, that's me being stupid. I'm sorry.
Hey, then fire her, too.
Right. And you don't have a job anymore. So thanks.
Bye, bitch.
That was a test. You failed. Bye-bye.
So what I want to do is I have tickets to Weezer and the Pixies, Sprint Center on Tuesday. I know you're stoked for the Pixies because we'll be playing them next.
Love it.
I want to quiz you on if you can spell this band name, because it is like the hardest band name, in my personal opinion, to spell.
Oh, God.
I have mixed CDs from the early 2000s that just say this name spelled incorrectly. And even when I was Googling this band name, right now I got it wrong again. I will never, ever be able to spell this band name. And if you correctly spell it,
oh, God,
we'll give these Weezer and Pixies tickets to caller
Five.
And if you get it wrong, six.
Perfect. Sorry, number five. I'm trying for you.
All right. Everybody get ready to call 576-7965. You can get on the line right now because it is up to Sam.
Oh, no. This is too much faith in me.
And I will not play the band that we are talking about because it is not really buzz music anymore. It was back in 1940, but not now. Ready?
Okay, hit me.
Evanescence.
Oh, no. Okay. Okay. Evanescence.
If Sam correctly spells this, caller number five wins tickets to Weezer and the Pixies. If she spells it incorrectly,
all right.
Caller six.
All right.
Everything is up to you.
Evanescence.
She's writing on the table with her finger.
Right. So staying. It's terrible. Right. Okay.
Do you want scratch paper?
No. I want to be, you don't get it in the real thing.
No, you don't.
I want to be true to it, right?
Ask me to use it in a sentence. Ask me to use it in a sentence.
Can you please use the word in a sentence?
Evanescence sucks.
Hey, I have to admit there was a time.
Okay. No, me too.
All right. Evanescence.
Yes.
Off to a good start. Fantastic. E-V-A. N. A.
Caller number six. You scored tickets to Weezer and the Pixies. 5767965.
Hey!
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5. The Buzz.
Hello, caller six. What's your name?
Erica.
Can you spell Evanescence?
Good question.
Right? Nobody can. I don't even think the band can.
Yeah.
Yeah, difficult. I got the E-V-A-N, maybe, but after that, who knows?
It's E-V-A-N-E. That's where everybody puts an A. Yeah. S-C-E-N-C-E.
Yeah.
So much.
Damn that band.
So much.
Why couldn't
so
they much. Be Amy Lee and her band? Why did it have to be Evanescence?
Awesome.
Erica, do you want to go check out Weezer and the Pixies?
Sounds great.
All right, you're going to check them out Tuesday, the 26th at Sprint Center.
Thanks, guys.
What's going on here?
What's happening?
What's happening?
Right, Sam? Right?
I'm sorry.
It's good morning.
I was not prepared for that.
I know. It's just like, good morning. Now we're going to tell you
good
the news.
Good morning. It's the news.
Ex-Ambassadors are releasing a music video for Boom today.
They are.
Do you know that song? It is so good.
I have not listened to it yet, but I do love me some Ex-Ambassadors.
Oh, I'm going to play it like right after I shut up and stop talking about the news. It's so good.
All right, I'm in.
MySpace lost all the music on their site from 2003 to 2015, which means that we lost such musical history as Tila Tequila's Little Brat, F Your Man, and Stripper Friends.
Tila Tequila. That is a name I have not heard.
I just think MySpace back in the day, I think Tila Tequila.
Yeah, wow.
Something you were very interested in was the trailer that just dropped for Toy Story 4.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
No time to explain. Come with me.
We need to get back to our kid.
Aw, Sheriff Woody, always coming to the rescue.
Bonnie needs Forky.
Woody, who needs a kid's room when you can have all of this?
Wow. Woody, aren't we going to Bonnie?
I can't afford to pay the Beach Boys, so I'm going to stop it there. Toy Story 4.
Oh, my God.
What do you think?
Well, I mean, you know I'm excited because I literally pushed you out of the way so I could watch the trailer.
I have a black eye now.
Yeah, sorry about that. I will watch every Pixar movie, and Toy Story is very dear to me. I have a younger brother. Mm-hmm. He is 14 years younger to me than me, right? And he grew up with Toy Story 1, and so that to me is like nostalgia of watching a little kid, like the first time watching a little kid be like super just into the magic of a movie. So Toy Story is very dear to my heart. This could be the worst Toy Story ever. I'm still going to watch it.
Okay. Do you get popcorn and everything when you go to the movies?
All nine yards. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Sick off it. Yeah.
Right. Before the movie even starts.
Yep. It's all gone. It's all gone and I need to vomit.
Binging through the previews. I'm going to need some help with this because I don't know much about sports, but the Chiefs signed Bashand Breeland from the Packers.
Okay. All right.
And it's Andy Reid's birthday. He's 61.
Andy Reid's 61?
Mm-hmm.
That shouldn't be that shocking, you know, but still. Looking good, Andy.
Yeah, man.
Looking
good for you. Good for you. He was born in Los Angeles. Is that Los Angeles sun?
Yeah.
Cancer?
Yeah, Andy Reid. Tan man is what I think of. Yes. Sunny disposition.
I just saw that he was born in And the National Enquirer reportedly paid Jeff Bezos' girlfriend's brother $200,000 for those private texts that just kind of blew up everywhere. And so you said that you have a younger brother who's 14 years old.
Yes.
How much would it take to sell out your family, to sell off private texts if they were important?
And like $200, that's it.
Damn,
yeah,
girl, damn.
JSAF. Jordan Silver is boy. It stands for Jordan Silver and Friends.
Sam, thank you for hanging out with me one more. Oh, she was just playing the air keyboard or piano.
You don't know about that talent?
No.
I can't believe the real one, just the air one.
Yes, nice.
Real good.
Nice B flat right there. Ooh, look at that. She's the Alicia Keys at the Grammys playing the dueling. Anyway. Thank you for hanging out with me for one more news section.
Yes, absolutely.
I've got a story about how Taco Bell saved a man's life.
All right.
Yeah. Right. I know, right?
Yeah.
Right after this Weezer song. I have three opening things for the news, and you have been here for two of them, so I ready for the skin on your face to just blow back how loud this is.
Oh, yeah. Heavy. Okay.
All right.
Oh, there's a lot of news.
And now the news.
Ah! That one's got some pep, and it's
that. It sure does. And then I have to tell everybody about how MySpace was transferring servers and lost all its music from 2003 to 2015.
Shame.
So if you have a crappy band that you played on Mortified last week and the week before, you were just in a crappy band. Now your music doesn't exist on MySpace anymore. Ha ha.
That's a loss. Yeah.
I was in some crappy bands and I played them.
Oh, really?
I played them on the radio last week and the week before. Just a little clip, and it was so bad. It was mortifying. That's why I call the segment Mortified.
But you did it. You know, I wasn't in a band. What am I doing over here?
That's
nothing.
Better. It was better to have nothing than to play what I did. But Buzz Family got a kick out of it, so that's what matters to me.
There you go.
On this day in 2010, the movie The Runaways came out.
That's the movie about the girl and...
Damn.
Yeah.
I think the news... Is the news over? Sam.
That's the Joan Jett. Got it. Nailed it. Okay.
Spell Evanescence.
No. Yeah, fail. You know what I was thinking of and getting confused is with the Warriors, which is a totally different
one. What is the Warriors?
It's not that movie. It's not that movie.
Apparently, The Runaways was a huge flop. I liked that movie, but, you know, I'm a lesbian, so. Yeah.
All right, fair.
In very local news, the Uptown Arts Bar just randomly closed yesterday.
Sad.
They had an open mic and then they didn't have an open mic anymore.
And it was so bad. It closed the place No, that's not probably what happened.
No. If I could take 5 seconds back, it would be those 5 seconds. But it will reopen soon under a different management. So back to the open mics after that.
Whew.
Have you ever done it?
Never. In fact, doing radio, people will come up to me and be like, oh my God, you know, so you do stand up? Never in a million years. I know people can do it. I like talking to a microphone. So this is rare that I'm actually with someone else.
Yeah.
Thank you again for having me on.
Absolutely.
Normally I'm by myself, which you can just be as bold as you want when it's just you and a microphone in a room, right? Mm-hmm. That scares me to my core. And I've done stage announcements. I like being in front of a crowd. I like people. That is frightening. Anyone can do that. Hats off. Like, so impressed.
I've done it a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. And there were some times when, like, you have to flop. You have to do bad.
Yeah.
To know
you
how
bad.
You
earn your stripes, oh, right?
And I just, like, got real angry at the audience. I'm like, why are you laughing? What happened in your childhood? Then they started laughing. So there's always that.
Nice.
We talked about this earlier, but the world needs to know this again, that this happened once, so it'll never happen again. A tourist went to Las Vegas, 5 minutes, won $1 million. That's it. He just sat down on the machine, put in a couple. The best part of this story is he won that $1 million on the penny slots.
How does that possible? Because now that's going to be every casino's claim. Well, this one guy won $1 million. You could too.
Yeah.
Give me all your pennies.
Yeah. That's, I mean, that, yeah. I see it more like it happened once. It'll never happen again.
Yeah.
So fair. I should just stay away from Vegas.
Right. That's why I stay away from Vegas.
And in Florida, this dude was eating Taco Bell in the store.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, do you ever get enough sauces the first time? Do you just go in, grab a handful of sauces, and then bring them to your table?
Yeah. I have a sordid past with Taco Bell sauces, but it is definitely the more the merrier.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
You bring them home?
I've done that.
We worked in radio, I understand.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
That's when a
you're
meal.
When you're trying to pay for everything in concert tickets, right?
Yeah.
I definitely have, admittedly, I have a bag at home.
Oh, that's
on
nice.
Reserve.
Is it next to your bag of Chipotle napkins that everybody has?
Right.
I'm not buying my own, but I will take 700 from Chipotle.
Exactly.
So this guy in Florida eating Taco Bell didn't have enough sauce.
Okay.
He didn't have enough sauce. So he gets up, walks over to where the sauce is, and then a car comes flying through the window right where he was sitting, and he would have died, but he didn't because he got up and got the sauce.
Oh, man, Final Destination. Oh, no. That guy is going to be looking over his shoulder the rest of his days.
Yeah, you're right. It's Final Destination. If death doesn't get you one way, it gets you another.
Oh, I'd never go. Like, how do you ever go back to the Taco Bell? I don't know.
After your next hangover, next time you're drunk.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5. The Buzz.
I remember my first radio shift. Going out of that song, and I would just raise the mic and then lower the mic and then raise the mic and then lower the mic and then go, stop playing the guitar.
He never stops. Some say he's still playing.
It's like that song, that Snoop Dogg, that Dr. Dre song goes, pause, smoke weed every day. You know you're a beginner when you do that. Thank you for coming and hanging out with me.
This has been great.
This has been awesome, Sam.
Thank you.
I suckered you into it. You're not even feeling that well.
No. It's definitely that time of year where sinuses are just out of control. My ears are just, I think, full of liquid. I don't know. When is the right time to go to urgent care? I don't know.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately.
It's called urgent care for a reason. Probably.
Right. Because it never gets better.
No.
I'm sorry, kids. I'm sorry, kids. I'm going to tell you the truth right now. Uncle Jordan says it never gets... No, it does. It gets better, but not a cold. A cold is just going to get worse and worse and worse.
Right. And then one day you wake up and you're like, I remember feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Soon. Someday.
What does it feel like to breathe out of your nose?
Both nostrils.
I took it for granted for so long.
Exactly.
I've got a little bit of the something somewhere.
Most people I know are going through something right now. I'm with you. I feel your pain.
So are you going to go to urgent care after this?
I'll be right after this.
Okay, good. Oh, I'll wheel you there.
No. I got a meeting and then I'll go.
This is how people get and stay sick.
Right. I know. Work over everything, right?
But you never know if it's going to be a 5-minute wait or 45 days.
That is absolutely right. And there's nothing more infuriating.
Yep.
My phone can only tell me so much. You know,
right. Right. And I get real into the music that they play at CVS. I mean, that is my jam. So that, like, watered down 2000s, here's some Hillary Duff, followed by Filter.
Right into it. Yeah, CVS knows what's up.
Oh, God. So we're getting to know each other.
Yes.
Because, actually, Meredith is the only person that I haven't actually met.
You haven't met Meredith?
I know.
Oh, I love Meredith.
I know.
Meredith was an intern of mine many
really?
Years ago. Yes.
Oh, my God.
And then she was like, I think I'm on a, you know, she was like, Laszlo wanted something. I think I'm going to run up to him. And I was like, don't do it. And
oh,
then,
no.
And then the rest is history. She yes. was with Church Laszlo for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
That worked out well. Because she's so sweet. It's a great, like, juxtaposition. Yeah. She kept the boys kind of sane.
Wow.
Kind of. But she had her own little, like, you know, wild streak. So, you
I
know.
Heard about that as well.
Yeah. She's great. I love her.
This is not on the Wikipedia page, but it should be. It should be. So we're getting to know each other. And we're talking about some of our firsts.
Yes.
Music stuff.
Right. Whoa,
we don't have
whoa.
To talk
yeah.
about.
My first number sharing. It's fine.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
are you really going to say your...
No.
Okay.
God, no.
Okay.
No, it's fine.
What about the first... what about the artists that you've seen the most?
This is a well-known fact if anyone's ever listened to me on the weekends. It's 311.
Okay. Okay. How many times?
26 times.
Son of... That's like almost a whole month.
Times. Here's the thing. 311 was very prominent in my teenage years where I was like, I'm going to shows, rock concerts because I'm cool or try to be, right? And 311 will come here most often 2 times a year. They will come to Kansas City and then they'll come to Lawrence. And so I've traveled to Lawrence, give or take, which really I'm traveling. But it's really easy to catch those guys more than a baker's dozen if
wow.
you grew up in Kansas City or anywhere near the Midwest. They really own the Midwest market there. And in the 90s, hacha, man.
Yeah.
They're hot.
I'm afraid to tell you my answer.
Hit me.
Kesha.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I've seen
How
her
many
so
times?
Much. At least 10.
At least 10 times. Okay.
At least 10. 10. Yeah. And then somebody else is underneath that, but I can't talk about her. So I'll get shot. Literally, there's like a bullet somewhere in this room that will shoot me in the neck.
Right.
If I mention the name. You wouldn't remember the first MP3 that you downloaded.
Ooh. I mean, I remember. So I was very much alive and well during the LiveWire Napster era, right?
Mm-hmm. I was in college.
Yeah. Okay.
So downloading illegally added to college.
Right. Yeah. Where it took 3 days to get one song.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh, I don't know. I just, that's hard. That's hard.
I feel like it was probably either some Good Charlotte... Or that song, Baby, Cause I'm a Thug. Because obviously, look at me, like my dumb ass woman ass.
That's good.
What else are you going to do in the mirror when you're getting ready to go to the club?
Absolutely. Or you're doing laundry, you know? I want to hear about thug stuff.
Baby, Cause I'm a Thug. Okay. Well, everybody knows their first CD that they got.
Yes. My first CD was actually a gift. From a boy, and it was Green Day Dookie. It was the best. Yeah, I know.
Is that love?
It wasn't. We mean, you know, whatever love can be in sixth or seventh grade. But
Dookie.
Yeah. And you know what? Long-lasting impression.
Yes.
That was my first CD. I felt so cool. Yeah.
I'm just going to skip past that.
What? No, come on. Now, if you're talking about it, it's out there.
The Lion King soundtrack. With the blue writing and the Can You Feel the Love Tonight? And of course, the Hakuna Matata.
That's a wonderful phrase.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
It means
that's
no
the
worries.
Best.
Okay, what about tape? You remember?
Cassette tape?
Yes, sorry.
No.
We're using the old terminology.
I'm sorry, pardon me. Cassette tape?
Yes.
That is actually really easy. still a gem in my eyes. Mariah Carey, Emotions.
That's a good one.
It's a great one.
That's one that you can still say.
Oh, I love it so much. And man, did I try to hit all those notes.
Ugh.
Didn't, but it was fun.
I was able to emulate the artist that was my first tape.
Hit me.
Vanilla Ice to the Extreme. Ice, baby.
To the extreme.
I rock a mic like a vandal, let it stage.
You got it. You're not the only one singing the words right now. I guarantee it. Yeah.
Good. What about record? First record.
Records were, for me, they were not cool, right? My parents didn't have too many. Like, my dad had a little collection, then got, you know, kids and threw them away or whatever. So my mom threw them out, and it was real fun. So, yeah, no, records were not a big part of my life growing up. I don't think I've got my first record until well into my late 20s.
Are you serious?
Dead serious.
Oh, no. My parents bought Cyndi Lauper, She's So Unusual.
Oh, nice.
No idea. It took me until like last year to learn about what the song She Bop is about. It is not about a dancing group move. No. Nope.
We all learned eventually. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Hairy palms. even women. Okay. What about your first concert?
So the first concert that I actively wanted to go to, you have to understand, it's a very different time in my young life, right? This was before my 311, when I rebelled and got into 311.
Yes.
Garth Brooks. It was a birthday present. He played Kemper Arena. It blew my tiny little mind. It was great. Guy's a little entertainer. Say what you will. It was a fun show. But yeah, that was my first one. What's yours? Think about it.
One time I was in Atlanta doing radio.
Okay. Mm-hmm,
and this guy calls up. I have no idea who he was. And he goes, I heard your first concert was Hootie and the Blowfish. And he was right, and I didn't know who he was, and I never mentioned that to anyone. Are you laughing at the story or the fact that my first concert was Hootie and the Blowfish?
There's a lot to unpack there. First off, Hootie had his time, which, by the way, he's back. They're on tour, and it's not Darius Rucker. It's Hootie,
that's
okay?
Right. That's right.
He will be, no joke, Iowa State Fair, just in case you're curious.
Thanks.
But that is probably one of those, like, oh, my God, how do you know that? That would haunt me for days.
Right? Did he see me in 1994 in Maine at the, like, Old Orchard Beach stupid baseball field where they played?
And then was like, I'm remembering this.
Yeah,
I'm gonna find her later.
I had that backwards hat that said Hootie, but it was like a newsboy hat. But back in the 90s, you wore it backwards. Said Hootie on the front. All right, I'm depressed. Let's pick something happier. What about the first movie you saw in theaters? That can't be depressing.
Oh God, but it is. So really, all right, if we're going to the first movie we saw in theaters, which is very depressing, it was Bambi with my dad. Which, looking back, and why I'm saying depressing, I'm just thinking, like, my poor dad's like, I'll take her to the Disney movie, fine. Which Bambi is so sad at the beginning. I'm sure my dad was just bawling. And here I am, 3 years old, like, more candy, you know? And
you didn't,
like,
care about the thing that happens in Bambi?
Right, the thing. And my dad's probably just like freaking out. And I'm just like, whatever, soda. And like, yeah, that's probably, oh, poor dad. Poor dad. Sorry about that. Sorry, Pops. But yeah. Yikes.
Bambi.
Yeah.
Bambi. Okay. Damn. That didn't scar you for life because it scarred Phoebe from Friends.
Oh, yeah.
For life. Yeah. Her mom said that was like an episode of Friends where her mom said that everything was fine.
Until Bambi.
Yeah, Bambi. Like, Bambi's mom lived. Oh, my God. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What was your first movie?
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
That's so much cooler.
Yeah, guess what? Only cool one of mine out of all of yours.
JSAF. Jordan Silver is Wait, it stands for Jordan Silver and Friends?
That thing is happening again where food doesn't taste as good as it usually does. Which either means that it's the beginning of a cold or I have depression. God, I hope it's depression.
Keys? Check. Phone? Check. Wallet? Check. Jordan Silver and Friends? Check.
Buzz family, Jeremy's first words to me were, don't talk to me until I watch the Toy Story 4 trailer.
Those weren't my first words. Okay. I said, hi, good morning, and then I said, don't talk to me, I'm going to watch Toy Story 4 trailer.
So, what do you think? I played it earlier in the news.
So I'm super excited that it's back. I'm mm-hmm. super excited there's another Toy Story, because that is like, Pixar movies are my life. Mm-hmm. I love Pixar movies. I need more story. I need to know, why is Bo Peep at an amusement park? I don't understand that.
Maybe she got a job?
I don't think that's how that works.
Okay. They're still toys?
They are still toys. Okay. I need more. I need more. I think that's what it is. I think there's just not enough there for me yet.
Okay. That's the first trailer.
Because I'm just like, like, it looks really cool, but I don't understand what's happening.
That movie comes out on June 21st. Are you such a fan that you show up on that day?
Usually, it's like tradition. My brother and I usually go see it in 3D.
Okay.
Like, yeah. As soon as those Pixar movies come out, we go and watch it in 3D.
Okay. Do you and your brother sit in the front?
No. Okay. We're too tall for that.
I was just checking, because all these little kids, and then you both are average 6'5".
Right. And then, like, we don't want to be the weird adults going to the children's movie.
How does that work? Yeah, do you ever feel that way or no, since you're not going with kids?
I mean, I'm taking my baby brother, so that's usually
your baby brother is 6 foot
ten.
Ten.
So yeah, that's usually how we justify it.
He is significantly younger than you, but he's still a full grown adult.
Oh yeah, totally. Which is fine. Whatever.
Oh my gosh. Wow. No,
I'm a nerd. I love Pixar movies. One, just because the stories are always great. The sound is always incredible. I'm a total sound nerd. Mm-hmm. So I'm always watching to see what sound effects they use for Woody walking across the... Yeah, I'm that nerd. And it's awesome.
That's fine. I watch TV with closed captioning on so I can get everything.
All right.
Do you?
No.
Man, there are people that do and that do not. And the people that do not hate us. Hate us. Get that closed captioning off your TV! Shh! You're at my house.
I can't focus. I need one thing to focus on. And if I'm trying to watch it and read it at the same time, no.
Ugh, I've got to watch it, read it, and play with my fidget spinner.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's the only way I can pay attention to television.
That says so much about you.
Have you, I know, have you watched the Maddie McCann disappearance documentary on Netflix?
No.
Oh, it's good.
What is this?
It's good. It was this little girl that went missing, because we love our crime documentaries.
Yeah.
There's a new one on Netflix. Well, I should tell you about it, because you've been running around for the past 3 weeks. You haven't even probably watched television.
I did watch Queer Eye.
Okay, yes. That. Of course.
That is done. And now I'm watching the HBO Adnan Syed.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever listen to Serial?
I loved Serial. Mm-hmm. So I've been watching that. I know they're only two parts in, but I just finished part one. I have part two to watch. Super excited. Super excited about
that. How do we not watch this and hold hands?
I don't know. I don't see you after 10 a.m. You leave. You leave me here by myself.
No. It's 11 these days.
10:15.
It is 11 these days.
10:25.
I had a meeting with Lila at 10:30 yesterday.
Yeah, but if that hadn't happened, you would have been gone by 10:05.
No!
Yes.
And you know the worst part is I can't say, would you come in with me at 5 a.m.?
Because I would. Have.
You have and you would.
Can you drive me because I can't get out in the snow?
Sure. Speaking of which, guess where I have to go after this?
Get your car. I saw your nice loaner out there. Are you going to get a new car?
No, it's not a new car. I'm just going to get tires put on my old one because pop.
Yeah. No, you got to watch those.
It was a pothole filled with glass.
That sounds about right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.